The SS officers left. The Blockältesta appeared, his face reflecting our collective weariness. It all went well. Don't worry. Nothing will happen to anyone. Not to anyone. He was still trying to smile. A poor, emaciated Jew questioned him anxiously, his voice trembling. But, sir, they did write me down. At that, the Blockältesta vented his anger. What, someone refused to take his word? What is it now? Perhaps you think I'm lying? I'm telling you once and for all, nothing will happen to you. Nothing. You just like to wallow in your despair, you fools. The bell rang, signaling that the selection had ended in the entire camp. With all my strength, I began to race toward Block 36. Midway, I met my father. He came toward me.
So, did you pass?
Yes, and you?
Also.
We were able to breathe again. My father had a present for me. A half-ration of bread, bartered for something he had found at the depot, a piece of rubber that could be used to repair a shoe. The bell. It was already time to part, to go to bed. The bell regulated everything. It gave me orders, and I executed them blindly. I hated that bell. Whenever I happened to dream of a better world, I imagined a universe without a bell.